This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The voice of one Saquon Barkley, one of the greatest seasons by a running back in NFL history. And if you are measuring by yards, no one's ever had more rushing yards than he has in 2024-2025, including the playoffs. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, getting to call his second Super Bowl win in the last 7 years. Also a Super Bowl loss in there. But think about that. As much as we celebrate the Chiefs and their consistency and their longevity and the fact that they've had staying power on top, the Eagles have now been to 3 Super Bowls in the last 8 years, or even if you want to expand it to the last decade. That's a lot. There are teams out there that would love to trade places. Now, we still have to talk about the pre-kick festivities there in New Orleans. How about the food, the commercials, the halftime show? We'll get to some of the ancillary elements as we head through these next few hours. We're going to launch you forward into your Monday post-football. But don't you worry, football never goes away for long. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. We'll mix in your phone calls as well. Probably a couple special guests to join us. Honestly, I say special guests, and yet I know at least one of them, he's insisted that he wants to be part of the show. I didn't invite him. He's pushed himself into the conversation, but that's fine. I'm okay with that. That makes me feel special. You can find me online at A-Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, or on our Facebook page. And again, 855-212-4227. Right now, we're pleased to welcome Odyssey football insider Ross Tucker from New Orleans. He's got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It's a daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, thanks so much for squeezing us in your travel plans here. When we think, I don't know, 10 years down the road in the future, and you're looking back at this Eagles performance, what will you remember most from Super Bowl 59?
You know, I grew up an Eagles fan, Amy, so I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and although they weren't one of the 5 teams I played for, you know, I followed them very closely really throughout my life, maybe with the exception of when I was on other teams. But I think it's the best performance I've ever seen by the best team the Eagles have ever had, certainly in my lifetime, right? I mean, you go back, I don't know what I did wrong in life, Amy, but they were never close to this good when I was a kid cheering for them. But, you know, obviously they won the Super Bowl in 2017, and that was the first one, and against Brady and Belichick, so that was special. And they had a really good team 2 years ago. But to just thoroughly dominate the Chiefs going for their 3rd Super Bowl, I don't think anybody was expecting the Eagles to be as dominant as they were in that game. That was really something.
I've heard you call the defensive line for the Eagles enormous. I remember that on Westwood One. How would you describe their performance in the trenches there on the D-line?
Well, that's the thing, right? This is the Eagles formula. It's kind of tried and true for them, you know, that they feel like they invest heavily in offensive and defensive lines, and you see why. I mean, they clearly have the best offensive line in the league, and then the defensive line tonight just thoroughly dominated the Chiefs, really, in every respect. That was about as bad as I've seen the Chiefs' offensive line look all season. That might be as bad as I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes look. That was really a stunning sight to behold on so many levels. My one daughter said, "Is this normal for Super Bowls?" I said, "Well, it was when I was growing up. This is how every Super Bowl was." But that's obviously changed quite a bit in recent years. But it was back to being a blowout city again.
Saquon Barkley didn't have a huge rushing game. It was clear the Chiefs defense was clued in and keyed in on stopping him, but he does now hold the NFL record for most rushing yards in a season, including playoffs. It was a dream season. He wins a Super Bowl on his birthday. I don't know if you can summarize it, but what did he mean to the Eagles this year?
Well, he was their MVP. Right. I know he didn't win the league MVP, but he was certainly the MVP of the Eagles this year. And I think he'd be I think every guy on the team would echo that. Just obviously the best season we've ever seen for an Eagles running back. One of the best seasons we've ever seen from any running back ever. I mean, he did not break one of his trademark long ones tonight, which was different. But, you know, you think about what he did in the previous playoff games, you know, all the long runs he's had all season long. I can't remember seeing a guy break as many long runs as he did. And I just couldn't be happier for him. You know, earlier in the season, they wanted him to go back in to break 200 yards against the Giants. He said, no, he doesn't need to do that. Didn't need to break the Eric Dickerson record in the regular season. You know, all he ever does is give credit to the offensive line. I mean, he's like perfect. He really is. Now he goes down as probably the best free agent signing in Eagles history.
And it's funny, too, because he talks about how 6 months ago he hated the Eagles, and now here he is as a member of their Super Bowl team. Former offensive lineman Ross Tucker, following the Super Bowl after hours with Amy Lawrence, Jalen Hurts ends up winning MVP. How have you seen him grow over the course of his career, including a Super Bowl loss, to get to this point, Ross?
Well, it's so interesting, isn't it? Because it feels like, on some level, he plays his best when it matters the most. I mean, 2 years ago, they lost that Super Bowl to the Chiefs, and he played fantastic in that game.
Right.
And then last week in the NFC Championship, or 2 weeks ago in the NFC Championship game, he played the best he had in a couple months. And then obviously in tonight's game, he played really, really at a high level again. So, you know, I think that's a really good trait. I think there are times where he does not have good games. You know, he's not as consistently good as some of the elite guys in the league, you know, on a week-in, week-out basis. But he plays his best when it matters the most, which is, I don't know, almost more important, I guess, if you have a team as good as the Eagles do around him that you know you're going to be playing in those big games. You know, I would say that the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game were probably two of his five best games this year.
Whatever was made of his relationship with Nick Sirianni, they're certainly on the same page now. But if you think about it, with the coordinator changes, Ross, this is, what, a third consecutive year with different coordinators? That's got to be a lot on an offense, and a defense, actually, but a lot on an offense.
No question. And he's going to have another one now. It looks like Kellen Moore is getting that New Orleans Saints job, so I guess these are the issues or the problems that come along with winning, and that's something that Hurts is going to have to deal with yet again. It's not ideal for him, that's for sure. And maybe that's one reason why he hasn't had, you know, quite the consistent success we were talking about. If you go back to by far his best year, 2022, that's the only year in like the last 9 or 10 where he had the same offensive coordinator back-to-back years. It was Shane Steichen. Shane Steichen his rookie year, Shane Steichen his second year, and then he had Brian Johnson last year and Kellen Moore this year, and every year in college he had a new guy. Maybe that's one reason why he hasn't gotten to the level of consistency that people are looking for from him.
Can we forgive now 22-year-old Cooper DeJean for not having a touchdown dance prepared just in case, Ross?
Yeah, I guess so. It's unbelievable. I mean, not only is he whatever he is, 21, 22 years old, but he looks like he's 16. I mean,
he does.
He looks like he go to my daughter's school. It's like unbelievable. He baited Mahomes into that. Howie Roseman had the Midas touch this offseason. You think about Quinyon Mitchell first round, Cooper DeJean second round, then the free agents. Mekhi Becton, the Jets couldn't wait to get rid of him, goes to the Eagles and is an above average right guard. You know, then you get to Zach Bond. Nobody really wanted him. They brought him in, special teamer or whatever. Ends up being a first-team all-pro linebacker? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's just there's a lot of things that happened for the Eagles this year all at the same time, at the right time, that you just don't see very often.
Ross Tucker with us from New Orleans, where he and his family attended the game. How was it inside the stadium for you and your fam?
Oh, man, that was cool. Amy, I forgot what it was like to just be like a fan and a dad. You know, I don't get a chance to go to football games as a fan or as a dad. That's just not my reality. You know, I call over 30 games a year for CBS on television or Western One on the radio. And so a lot of times that's two a weekend. Not only am I not taking them a game, I'm not even home, right? So I wasn't working for Western One or anybody tonight. So I was going to be happy to watch it from home. And my daughter turned 13 on Sunday. And she said, Daddy, can you please take me to the Super Bowl for my birthday? And thank goodness we did it, right? I mean, I would have been sitting at home thinking, wow, that would have been remarkable. So it was really, really special. And, you know, she bought a T-shirt that has the date on it so we can remember February 9th, 2025, when she became a teenager for the rest of her life. And it's obviously a day, a trip, a night that we will all remember for the rest of our lives. It was just so cool because, I mean, it was like the whole game was a party. We all kind of were stunned that they kept beating them that badly.
If you haven't seen the photo that Ross posted with his daughter in their Eagles gear, you have to do it at Ross Tucker NFL is where you can find him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. People know that listen to you that you're a big food connoisseur. New Orleans known for its food. What did you eat this week that was really special?
Ooh, I'm a big gumbo guy. I'm a big jambalaya guy. I'm actually trying to figure out why no other cities do that. The funniest story I have from the week is first night, I went to Cochon Butcher, which is like their most famous sandwich place in New Orleans. So I go there, I order a sandwich. It was delicious, but maybe not quite enough for me. So I think, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I'm going to go ahead, and they had a you pick three sausage. So I got Boudin, I think it's that, Boudin maybe, I don't know, Andouille and Country Smoked. I was very proud of myself. I only ate like one and a half of those. I ate a little bit of each. And I saved the rest, okay? Took it in the to-go box, put it in my mini fridge in my hotel room. Amy, every time I opened up the mini fridge for a beer or a water or anything, it was the most delicious sausage smell I've ever smelled. I told my wife I might want to put sausage in every fridge in our house. I want to have it as like a cologne. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I knew we would get a good report from the New Orleans food critic. So, Ross, it's not like the Chiefs are the worst team in the history of football. They got beat pretty badly. But if you're in their front office, what do you do this offseason?
Probably reinforce the offensive line again. You know, I mean, they've tried, right? Jawan Taylor, they gave him a lot of money. They've had some draft picks at left tackle. They've signed some guys. It has not gotten to the point where they needed to get to. You can't have Joe Tooney playing left tackle in a Super Bowl. You can't have Caliendo starting at left guard. You know, those guys, I thought, really kind of got exposed tonight against a really, really good Eagles defensive line that you could tell was fresh and ready to go.
Would you call them still the team to beat in the AFC?
They're the team to beat in the AFC, and I would say probably the NFL until proven otherwise. I know what the Eagles did tonight. But I'll be curious to see what the Super Bowl odds are when they come out for next season. I'm sure they're probably already out some places. I would think Kansas City will still be way, way up there.
All right, before I let you go and get on your plane, Valentine's Day is coming up. I have to ask you about my front page story. You still have time to get stuff ready for Valentine's Day?
Yes. I think it's actually better. Now, I don't know if you would definitely get the story to your house in time. I think you probably can. But even if you don't, I have a whole philosophy on this, right? You go to myfrontpagestory.com, you order the best Valentine's Day gift ever for your significant other. They write this amazing story about her. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, framed, beautiful. Even if you can't get the story in time, just printing it out, like the order form, and then giving it to her on Valentine's Day and say, honey, I'm having a story professionally written about how amazing you are. Can you imagine, Amy, her anticipation and excitement, waiting to see what somebody's writing? Like, she'll be like, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean you're having a story written about me? I'm telling you right now, like, they cry almost every time. It's like next-gen stats.
Yes.
92% cry rate. It's incredible when they read your quotes about, I never thank her enough for all the little things she does for me and the kids. Myfrontpagestory.com. Could not highly recommend it enough. Myfrontpagestory.com.
All right. Well, there's lots of pictures, lots of stuff from New Orleans, lots of photos with the fam at Ross Tucker NFL, Odyssey NFL Insider, and you can check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It's daily, a daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for being an analyst, even though you were being a dad. I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks a lot, Ross.
My pleasure, Amy. Always love coming on with you. Thanks so much.
Saquon Barkley has a birthday. Cooper DeJean has a birthday. And Ross Tucker's daughter has a birthday. And I can really relate to him about taking the opportunity and don't know whether or not these opportunities will come along again. Certainly his daughter's not going to turn 13 again, but it's a lot to get a family of four to New Orleans. Now, he was already there. He was working during the week because he has the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, but his family had to fly in. Then they had to fly out. My goodness. On the night of the Super Bowl, it's late. Got to go back to work and school, yada, yada, yada. But what a memorable birthday. She will never forget. So make sure you check out the photos. They're pretty sweet on his Twix. 855-212-4227. We're going to get back to your calls. Haven't heard from the Chiefs yet. That's coming up too. And maybe, just maybe, a special guest will insert himself into the conversation. I say it like that because I'll tease him. He really wanted to be part of the last after hours, and so we will welcome him to the show. Ryan, do you know who I'm talking about?
I have a vague reference, perchance.
You got a guess?
I hope I have the right answer
all
in
right.
my head.
Well, you're going to be the one answering the phone, so you'll figure it out pretty quickly.
Oh, then I have no idea who it is.
Oh, you thought it was someone already here? Like, in the building?
No.
Oh, wow. No, it's someone who's calling in. He'll be calling on the hotline, probably.
Okay. I'm not going to get scared, right? It's not going to be, like, management?
Are you kidding? Management doesn't even know the show's ending tonight. They're
That's true.
They have no clue. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's a third and 16 for the Chiefs, and a shotgun snap from their own 24, rolling out of the pocket. Mahomes lines up. It's intercepted at the 40. It picked off by DeGene, who comes to the near side, the 30. Got it back at the 20, breaks a tackle, the 10, the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown! Eagles have got a pick six!
Credit to the Eagles, man. They played better than us from start to finish. We didn't start how we wanted to. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. And, I mean, I take all the blame for that. I mean, just those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game, and then they capitalized on them, and they scored. I mean, they scored on the one, and then they got a touchdown immediately after. So that's 14 points that I kind of gave them, and it's hard to come back from that in the Super Bowl. And so just didn't play to my standard, and I have to be better next time.
The Chiefs and Eagles, and we have you covered on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Patrick Mahomes, and before that, Kevin Harlan on the Westwood One radio network. Yes, 17 points off three turnovers by the Chiefs, all three of them coming off the hands of Patrick Mahomes. And I think the two in the second quarter, including one that was returned for a touchdown by the rookie Cooper DeJean, that was really the turning point. When A.J. Brown went into the end zone 24-0 before halftime, it was hard to imagine the Chiefs coming back. Now, some of you may remember, was it 2019? I think it was, leading into their first Super Bowl win, they trailed the Texans in the divisional round 24-0 in the second quarter. So similar situation, except that it's not. This was the Super Bowl with a much better opponent in the Eagles. And remember, the game was not on the field there at Arrowhead. Instead, you're talking about a game on a neutral site. But I kind of felt like it was mostly Eagles. I don't know. It's hard to tell over TV, but that's what it felt and sounded like to me. Maybe because the Eagles jumped out to the lead and obviously never relinquished it, pitched a shutout in the first half. It felt, though, like this was a pro-Eagles crowd.
When you heard the introductions and all you heard was a rain of boos going down on the Chiefs, you knew the Eagles had the advantage there.
Now, I must have missed it, but is it true that Taylor Swift was also booed?
Yeah, I saw a post. She's like shown on the big screen, and she's sitting next to Ice Spice, her bestie.
Who?
Ice Spice.
Is that from the Spice Girls?
No.
Oh.
It's a new rapper.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So they're sitting next to each other, and she's getting booed on the screen, and she looks up to the screen, and she like kind of like gives like a me? Why are they booing me look?
Huh. I feel like during the broadcast, now I might have missed it because every now and then I would look down to take notes, but I don't think we saw her until the very end of the first half. Remember, they were highlighting the fact that Travis Kelce hadn't had a catch, and then they flash up to her. She's standing up in the suite, and I didn't see any of the other Kelces around her, but I did see her standing up, and that was the first we saw of her during the game anyway.
They were trying to make fun of her. Like try to get a sad reaction.
A sad reaction. Oh, well, people at least didn't have to complain about the fact that there was too much Taylor Swift, whatever that means. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Andy Reid and his wife trying to comfort players in the postgame locker room. They're frustrated, of course, and Reid diligently answering questions about the pain of losing the Super Bowl. And was it worse?
They all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do. And, you know, we spent a lot of time doing this, and it's not a hobby, right? So we're in it the whole way, and spent a lot of hours doing it as players, as coaches. So it's going to hurt. They all hurt when you get to this level and these things happen. Three-peat aside or any of that stuff, that you know, you get this far and you don't play as well as you want to, it hurts.
Yeah, I threw two interceptions in their end. I mean, I threw a pick six, and I threw a pick that they returned to the 5-yard line, and they scored immediately after. So when you give a team 14 points, especially a really good football team, a Super Bowl football team, then not a lot of good things happen. And so that's why I take ownership in this loss more than probably any loss in my entire career, is because I put us in a bad spot. And even though we put up some stats at the end of the game, those stats didn't really matter.
He calls this the worst loss of his career. It's also the most recent, which means, of course, it's the most painful. It's the freshest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Travis Kelce, he was succinct, I guess would be a good way to put it. Clearly by the body language during the game, but also facial expressions and body language post-game, he was taking this one really hard and, like I said, offered some fairly brief synopses.
Couldn't get it going offensively. I mean, they just got after us on all three phases, and then on top of that, you know, turnovers, penalties, playing behind the sticks on offense is just drop passes, not taking advantage of, you know, the play call and executing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't lose like that without everything going bad. So,
what about Andy Reid in the locker room and his message to the Chiefs?
I don't think so. I mean, it's hard playing in this. I mean, this is a tough game. It's best against the best. And so I think they're more focused on that than they are three-peats and all that stuff. That wasn't a big issue there.
Yeah, this one's going to hurt. Let it hurt and figure out how to get better because of it.
There was the succinct part of Travis Kelce. What about the Andy Reid message? This one's going to hurt. Let it hurt. And then figure out a way to get better because of it. Now, he's understandably tight-lipped. You don't ask. Okay, this is my rule. I am not there in the post-game press conferences, but I don't think it's necessary or journalistic integrity to ask someone whether or not they're retiring in the wake of a big loss like this one or even a big win. You're not going to get an accurate answer. Answer because anyone who plays a sport, I would think, now maybe learn from Brett Favre's lessons. You don't make big decisions in the wake of any type of a painful loss like this one, or for that matter, a win. When your emotions are either high, 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 or low, 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 you don't make decisions about your future. It's why Peyton Manning took some time to decide whether or not he wanted to retire after winning Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos. So right now, we don't have anything from Travis Kelce. And if someone asks me that question in the wake of the worst loss of my career, I probably wouldn't tell them even if I did know the answer. But of course, the speculation is there that this was the end, and Patrick Mahomes then having to answer questions about his tight end.
I'll let Travis make that decision on his own, man. He's given so much to this team and to the NFL and been such a joy not only for me to work with, but for people to watch. And so he knows he still has a lot of football left in him. I mean, you can see it. He always makes plays in the biggest moments. But it's if he wants to put in that grind, because it's a grind to go out there and play 20 games, whatever it is, and get to the Super Bowl. And he's done enough to be a gold jacket guy and first ballot Hall of Famer. But I know he still has love for the game, and he'll get to spend some time with his family and make that decision on his own. But, I mean, he knows he'll come back here with welcome arms. We love that guy, not only for the football player, but the person that he is every single day.
I kind of felt like he answered this question during Super Week. I could be wrong, but that's the frustrating part, is he said he has a lot of joy for football, a lot of heart left for the game. It seemed like that was put to bed in the last few days. But I guess because of how painful this loss, we had to revisit. And by we, I don't mean me. Yeah, I feel like it's a waste of a question. You only get one, maybe two, at a post-game, especially one the size of the Super Bowl, a post-game press conference, and you ask him about retirement. He already said he wasn't planning to walk away.
I was listening to a lot of the questions asked post-game. It's all rinse and repeat.
Yeah, it's
all
true.
Every player is the same exact question. They don't really think out of the box. It's very bad.
It's probably numbing to lose a game like this. And we've talked about this in the past. It is part of the deal. You have to face the media if you're requested, whether rain or sun, whether a snowstorm or 80 degrees. I mean, you still have to get out there. It's part of the job. It is a job, and you have to answer questions. I think there are a lot of questions for the offensive line, of which Creed Humphrey is a part.
For me, it was never about the three-peat. It was about living in the moment and, you know, just getting this one done. You know, it's a different team. We have a bunch of new guys, and you know, we wanted to win one for them. So, you know, it hurts, you know, not getting the job done no matter what.
What about Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, in the huddle? Watch your prepositions. I think it was a report from Aaron Andrews in the second quarter after he had thrown his second interception. She was kind of reporting on what was happening on the sidelines and the fact that Mahomes was talking to Travis Kelce and others. I got this. I got this. I'm okay. I got this. So what was he like in the game as they're falling behind and he's making those mistakes?
Yeah, just stayed positive the entire time, kept fighting, led by example, played his tail off every single snap this game.
He's human, you know, so I think you guys see that he's human. They converted off our mistakes. And so, you know, he's a human being, man, and I guess the world got to see that.
DeAndre Hopkins, who had one really bad drop and a couple of other moments that I'm sure he would like back in his first Super Bowl. But yes, bleep, he's human. What? No way. I couldn't have told. I thought he was AI. AI-generated Patrick Mahomes. Well, that would be Madden, actually. So
I thought he was a Muppet.
He was a Muppet. Kermit the Frog here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Gerald is in Tampa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Not too long got out the hospital, but let me, with my call like this. First, we had the iconic voice of John Fusinta on NFL film, and then we had the smoking man and his prediction of never wanting Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, and then I'm hearing that I'm no longer gonna have you in the overnight for sports talk. You are the greatest sports talk lady person I've ever heard, and that's why I'm up now.
Oh.
But with Philly, I got to be honest with you, I am not a Philly fan. I hate Philly fans, but I figured that they were going to win the Super Bowl because they were the better team than KC. And I would like the sports talking heads to stop this stuff about the GOAT. Tom Brady is the GOAT. Not because he just was on my team, but I have never seen any quarterback like him come back with maybe 1 or 2 minutes and drag his team to victories. But congratulations to Philly. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate you staying up so that you could talk to us here on the show, especially if it completely wrecks your sleep schedule to start the week. But thank you. And I think at this point, regardless of what might be the popular narrative come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, still, Tom Brady has played in 10 Super Bowls and won 7 rings. So, yeah, Mahomes wasn't quite there yet. This would have been a big step because it would have been the first time we've seen 3 consecutive Super Bowl wins. Certainly, the window for the Chiefs is not closed. There's no one who can watch that team and think that they're done or look at what Brett Veach and Andy Reid have done to build their rosters and to remake some of the problem areas. Think about the number of running backs and receivers that they've cycled through there. And remember their loss against Tampa a few years ago, previously the game that Patrick Mahomes called the worst of his career, the worst loss of his career. Now it's sure to be supplanted by this one. Well, they had to fix the offensive line after that game too. Remember the Tampa Bay defense ate their lunch, shoved them down on the playground, stole their lunch money, and ate their lunch. And so this is another opportunity for them. But if you know anything about the character of the Chiefs and about the leadership in their locker room, well, you know that this is the area they're going to focus on moving forward. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. Good to have you with us. We'll continue to take your calls also on our Facebook page. I'd love to hear your thoughts on pre-kick show, some of the elements, the music. How about Tom Cruise, Harry Connick Jr.? Food, what was the special spread at your Super Bowl party? Or maybe it was just a party for two, like at our house. Or halftime show, commercials, anybody. I'd love to talk about those elements with you, and we'll hit those at the top of the hour. Here's our latest sports update.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Actually, we're kind of done with hitting people. No more hitting people from now on until next September. Quarterbacks are wrapped in bubble wrap and wearing red jerseys and really can't hit anyone. I suppose one great positive of a Super Bowl blowout is that you could focus on commercials. Another great positive is that you don't in any way have to worry about the officials and their impact on Super Bowl 59. Ha ha. I'm just glad that's not a storyline. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our final edition of the show after 12 plus years, nearly 3,000 shows, if you can believe that. I stopped counting after 2,955. Just kidding. Ryan's with us now and on the line, special guest who you hear weekends on the Infinity Sports Network. David Shepard, does your show have a name?
Yes, Amy. Great to be with you, by the way. I apologize. My voice is a little hoarse right now because I was shouting so much at the Chiefs not showing up. It is called The Good Shepherd, Amy. And I had to call in and give you your flowers.
I like flowers.
Yeah, because I'm sorry for totally stepping on your introduction there, but I don't think people realize how good you are to people behind the scenes.
Oh.
I can tell you that when I was coming up in the business and I was struggling, you would always have words of encouragement for me. When James or Dave, and obviously for any After Hours big time fan, you know these names very well, when they wouldn't show up and I'd have to do a double, you always took it easy on me and treated me with nothing but respect and kindness while withholding such a high standard for your show. And that was never lost on me, Amy. It is not lost on me that most people that would do what you've done for the past 12 years of the network would have a farewell tour and would have a swan song. You didn't make it about yourself. You made it about sports. you made it about the audience. And I think that says so much about who you are. And the other thing I'll say is I'll never forget this. I never seen any host get more calories, burn more calories between breaks, going from studio to studio. So you could literally cut your own sound if you played for the next segment. That's how much you cared about every single segment that you did. Amy, it goes without saying, your lasting impact on Infinity Sports Network is never going to be forgotten. You are a huge part of the history of what we've done there. And I'm going to miss you a lot. So many people are going to miss you. And your talent is going to take you very far wherever you land next and wherever you go next.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm worried about your voice, so make sure that you stop talking after this. But thank you for the kind words. I will say people are always more important than performance. People are always more important than whatever self-aggrandizement that I could do on the radio, which isn't me anyway. I mean, people are more important than whatever props you get for hosting a radio show. We never say what we do is important. We talk about sports and entertainment for a living, but people are important. And so those connections are important. And I'm proud of you two and what you're building. And I don't want you to say anything else, but just know that we'll stay in touch, of course, since now we're colleagues and coworkers, and we've had a great friendship over the last few years, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. And I'm not going to do a Pharrell impression with this voice, but I know he sends his love as well.
Nice. Actually, you might pass for him at this point with your voice.
Oh, so thank you. That's the biggest compliment I've ever gotten in my life. I'll take it.
So stop talking now so that you're ready for next weekend.
Amy, congratulations again. We love
thank
you.
All right, Jeff. Poor guy. Oh, no. He's got a few hours. Well, okay, a few days to get ready. It's The Good Shepherd, and it airs actually same time slot that I had when I started here, which is 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. I guess it's technically Saturday and Sunday mornings, but starts Friday, Saturday night on the West Coast. So 11 p.m. is when you'll get it Pacific time. Ryan, do you work on that show?
I haven't worked with Shep in a while.
And well, he might need you to step in there if he doesn't regain that voice.
He needs herbal tea, a little bit of honey in there.
No, here's what works. Don't talk. I know, because I'm old and I've been in this business a long time. One of my early scares in my career, I was burning the candle at both ends. I was working days. I was working nights. It was part of a morning show, and I just never slept. It was bad. I hadn't really figured out how to manage work and say no and all those things. And so I had a boss that took advantage of it. And I remember I started getting hoarse and just never got my voice back. It was really scary. I put off going to the doctor for months because I was worried they were going to tell me something was wrong. Duh. If I had gone earlier, it might not have been as bad. And I will never forget the moment they put a camera down my throat, which in and of itself is really uncomfortable. But I'll never forget the moment the doctor said to me, if you don't stop talking now, you're going to have permanent damage. And so for 2 weeks, I could not speak audibly. Now, here's the funny part. My mom, who was really concerned about me, knew I couldn't speak audibly and wasn't supposed to. So she would call and don't talk, just listen to me. And of course, then she'd ask me questions and I had to whisper or text her. Actually, that was probably pre-texting. Was it pre-texting? Pre-like real texting. Pre-smartphones. And so she just couldn't stand not calling. But yeah, that was really scary. But among the things that I learned is how to take care of your voice. I went to vocal therapy and I learned some really important rules. Rest, critical. So sleep is actually the number one way to get your vocal cords to recover and preserve your vocal cords. Sadly, of course, because in this business, sleep is at a premium, especially when you work overnight. Number two, drink water like a fish. Just nonstop drinking water. And then something that I have adopted over the course of my career, I guess this was going back now almost 20 years when I had this scare. One day a week, don't talk. I do that for the most part. Now, it's a little harder when you have family in the house. I understand that. Or even pets. But my husband, a lot of times he falls asleep in the whatever game that I happen to be watching, certainly on NFL Sundays. So it's a little easier to go at least one day. I don't yell anymore. I don't raise my voice. So it's funny because he said he lost his voice yelling at the TV. I don't do that anymore. I don't yell. Every now and then, if I go to a game or an event, I'll do some woos. Boom. No, I don't ever do that. I'll do some woos because it's upper register. your cords get damaged when you do the, like you yell. So when I was younger, I yelled nonstop. I'm sure that's hard to believe. I don't do that anymore, really. So just things that I had to learn. Thankfully, my cords are completely healed, and now they're like the Energizer Bunny, which I'm very grateful for. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at ALOL Radio on our Facebook page. Ryan, you were home to watch the game, I know. What type of food did you have at your family spread?
We had traditional finger food. So it was like pigs in a blanket, mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yum.
And then for like the main thing, we got deli sandwiches from the deli bar house.
Cool. Okay, so my husband and I, we'd been planning our menu. We went shopping on Saturday morning. He had to go to two different stores. I didn't want to ask. He had some items he was going to trot out, and one of them was pig shots. I didn't know what they were, but kielbasa wrapped in bacon. OMG. Awesome. Yeah, it was delicious. We have many left. We've got a few left, which is awesome. I made a buffalo chicken dip in the crock pot, and I made it with shredded rotisserie chicken. Oh, so good. It was better even than making it with canned chicken. It has cream cheese, blue cheese, a lot of cheese, Colby Jack cheese, and then we used, I think, Baby Ray's buffalo wing dip. So I brought you some, as well as the little naan breads that we used to dip into it. We also dipped vegetables. They were terrific. And then for the first time, after a year and a half of bragging, my husband finally made his Texas chili. Texas chili. It had beer in it. I asked him, what is the beer for? Oh, it just layers the flavor. Well, but what does it bring to the table? Sweet, blah, blah, blah. No, it just makes it better. Okay. Anyway, it was delicious. It was a dark, rich, hearty chili. He worked on it for hours, and it was totally worth it. Thanks, babe. It was After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.